That's good stuff from Shane and Shane. Good morning, Psalm 98. It's Rise and Stein, Victory 91.5. Congratulations to Shirley Kim, winner of the Smilefication swag bag from Quality Orthodontic Care. What do we have for Ray Haynes for being in here this morning?
No swag bag, no nothing.
No, have it a microphone. There
yep,
we go.
There you go.
Right. my very own microphone.
Ray has been teaching on Yom Kippur. It's posted at the Rise and Stein. I'm sorry, it's posted at the Victory Facebook page.
And we'll be on our blog, blog.victory.radio. That's how you can get to that one. We'll be there in a few hours, probably. All right, so we have been talking, making a long journey here through Yom Kippur, and we're now looking at these back 10 days of awe and what happened in that, and what special events especially draw our attention, because it shows us what's really coming this year. And if we were also in what we were assuming on Rosh Hashanah, if we were correct, the good news, bad news is, yes, we were correct. As good and bad, because there's challenges coming. And they're all very tight, consistent things that you're going to be able to look and hopefully will help you in the area of ministry. But there's some challenges. The pictograph for the Hebrew 8 is a wall or a fence. All right? Now, I want you to think about that. Now, okay. I want you to take it one step further. A fence is offense, O-F-F-E-N-S-E, offense. Mm-hmm. So offense is also offense. So when you have this thing stepped up, that also means there's a chance for offense. It is what it is. Anytime you say, oh, I'm sorry, you can't come in here, or I'm sorry, I don't have time for that, or there is the opportunity for offense. So that's the bad side. It's not my fault. I just want you to say that. So one of the strongest characteristics of the year ahead will be offense. I know it's like as if it wasn't a strong one already. Yes, it's going to get much worse. Yeah, because that fence is there, and nobody wants to have to live with your boundaries. All right. So it was huge last year, but this year it'll be like a wall built up by people to protect themselves from hearing the truth. So know that. So now you're doing the same ministry you've done for years. It's probably not going to work this year. You're just going to run into wall after wall after wall, literally, because something has changed. You have to change your methodology if you're going to be successful, because when a person's wall is up, another way of saying that is their spirit is closed. It's shut down. They're just not open. You know, everybody knows, especially if you're married, you know, when you can talk to them and when you can't. It's just like, no, we'll save this discussion. I'll get back with you on that one. It ain't going to go well. So you wait till they're open, till, you know, there's just that is not there. All right. So a couple of things that were happening in the last 10 days. Two stories. North Korea was there and the anthem protest was there. So now, not that these things are going to be here all year, but the issue, that the underlying thing is what the nature of the year is going to be. So in North Korea, the real, real negative side to that one is, and that's going to be hard about this year for me as a Christian, is innocent people have been suffering there forever. And no matter what we do, innocent people are going to suffer. That, and so the nature of this year ahead is, no matter what you do, innocent people are going to suffer. You're not going to be able to prevent that in all the ways you want to. You're going to just want to. The storms that came through are a wonderful picture of that. You know, people ask me, why, we're Christians, we have this authority, why could we not stop this storm from coming? We can speak to the wind. Jesus said to do that. You know, sometimes it works wonderful, but sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you cannot stop suffering from people. It's just the way it is. We're sending these buckets out. We're doing our best to help with this, but you can't prevent it. Right. So that's a notion. You know, there is a wonderful thing on the North Korean side is we're standing up in authority with the UN and all those issues. So truth is going forth. A lot of lies are going out there, and you're this, but truth is going out. So that's just going to show you, and what will happen with that? Will that turn into a hot war? That's very possible. One thing that probably will happen is, you know, that war ended without an ending, in a sense. So those boundaries have never been set up. There's never been the proper division there. We're still on that piece of land protecting South Korea. So this is about walls and boundaries. So one of the things is situations in your life that need to dealt with in terms of walls and boundaries, this will begin that process. All right, so the one I know that annoys so many people, because I've been watching and hearing it so much, is this anthem protest. And here's the thing. You're on one side of that wall or the other. That's the one thing I've noticed. There's no middle ground on this one. Absolutely no middle one. You either agree with the protesters or you agree with respecting the flag. And you say, okay, well, they're not disrespecting. They're this, they're that. Okay, so the problem here is this wall. Is there's no ability to communicate through this wall. And that is the dynamic of this year. The anthem protest won't last forever. But the negative side of this is what you're going to watch, and I think we'll all kind of play out here, is there is an agenda behind this, and it has nothing to do with race. And in the end, it has nothing to do with the NFL, has nothing to do with those players. You know, a lot of them do phenomenal things all year long to help people. Some of the folks in the NFL are just amazing, amazing people. I was looking so forward to watching Deshaun this year. It is an outlet that God uses to raise up mighty men and put them on platforms. So it has a great, so the enemy has come to try to do something. He's trying to stop something. And unfortunately, those who pick this time to say we're going to do a protest, you know, you can do a lot of things, but when you do a protest and then you do it during an anthem or deal with a flag, yeah, you're going to get a lot of blowback. And the bottom line is this, the same thing that happened earlier this year in Charlottesburg, they're tearing down monuments that deal with the Civil War because it offends me. Well, when was the anthem first played at a ball game? Civil War, 1862. So you have all of the same stuff. It's the same issue swirling all around here. It's about your history. It's about your heritage. It's about looking back at yourself and others and saying, they're not perfect. It's about looking back at America and going, not perfect. Not going to be perfect. Never going to be perfect. We've just got to walk into it. And so you've got to see yourself rightly. You've got to see other people rightly. And, you know, protesting doesn't actually help. We actually have to help people, just like we're taking buckets to people because they need help. They don't need protesting. Mm-hmm. So, but be mindful that this nature is going to be there, this division, this wall. You know, listen, if you're listening and you're on that side of that wall and what I say offends you, it's because offense is out there, but I'm not trying to offend you. I'm not trying to insult you. I'm not trying to knock any particular player or any team or anything like that. I'm not going to watch the NFL anymore. Because I'm a veteran, they stepped across the line that they can't step. They didn't maybe do it intentionally, but they did it nonetheless. So it is what it is. So when you walk into this year, when we as Christians try to do that, we've got to begin to try to see the truth for ourselves. And that's the biggest, hardest thing is getting the truth out this year. We've been talking for a while, so I'm going to stop, but we'll pick this up in just a second. But we'll talk about truth and how to convey truth in a way that may offend, but that's still non-offensive.
You're listening to Ray Haynes. It is Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement, beginning this evening at sundown on Victory 91.5.
FJC Remodeling is a residential